ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 10 इंटाइटल महाराज रघुगण मीट्स जड़ भरत टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। जीवन मृतत्वम जीवन मृतत्वम नियमेना राजन आदि अंतवात यत् विकृतस्य दृष्टं स्वसाम्य भावः ध्रुवः इडया यत्र तरहि उच्यते असौ वृद्धिकृत्तयोग जीवन मृतत्वं नियमेन राजन् जीवन मृतत्वं नियमेन राजन् आदन्तवद्वीकृतस्य दृष्टम् आद्यन्तवद्यावृत विकृतस्य दृष्ट्या स्वस्वाम्यभावो ध्रुवैडयत्र तर्हि उच्यतौ स विधिकृत्यजोग तर्हिच्युतौ स वृद्धकृत योग जीवन मृतत्वं नियमेन राजन् आदन्तवद्विकृतस्य दृष्ट्यम् स्वस्वाम्यभावो ध्रुवैड्य यत्र तर्ह्युच्युतौ स विधिकृत्य योग Matajij, Jiva, Jivan Mritatvam, the quality of being dead while living, Niyamena, by the laws of nature, Rajan, O King, Adiyantavat, everything material has a beginning and an end. Yat, because Virkatasya, of things that are transformed, such as the body. Drishtam is seen. Swaswami bhavaha, the condition of servanthood and mastership. Dhruvaha, unchangeable. Idaya, O you who are worshipped. Yatra, wherein. Tarahi, then. Uchyate, it is said. Asau, that. Vridikta yoga, fitness of order and duty. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, you have unnecessarily accused me of being dead, though alive. In this regard, I can only say that this is the cause everywhere, because everything material has its beginning and end. As far as your thinking that you are the king and master and are thus trying to order me, this is also incorrect, because these positions are temporary. Today you are a king and I am your servant, but tomorrow the position may be changed and you may be my servant and I am your master. These are temporary circumstances created by providence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The bodily conception is the basic principle of suffering in material existence. In Kali Yuga especially, people are so uneducated that they cannot even understand that the body is changing at every moment and that the ultimate change is called death. In this life, one may be a king, and in the next life, one may be a dog, according to karma. The spirit soul is in a deep slumber caused by the force of material nature. He is put in any type of condition and again change into another type. Without self-realization and knowledge, conditioned life continues. I'll read again. Without self-realization and knowledge, conditioned life continues, and one falsely claim himself a king, a servant, a cat, or a dog. They are simply different transformations brought about by the supreme arrangement. One should not be misled by such temporary bodily conception. Actually, no one is master within the material world, for everyone is under the control of material nature, which is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the ultimate master. As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekaleshwara Krishna Artha Bhavrit. The only master is Krishna. and everyone else is his servant. Forgetfulness of our relationship with the Supreme Lord brings about our suffering in this material world. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjana Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vivo Nirmaya Sete Adamo Supurusam Bhukte Gunanso Dasasod Satmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadaya Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, here we see the symptom of two souls. One is liberated soul and other is conditioned soul or conditioned living being. Jada Bharat ji is a liberated soul, whereas King Rahugana is a conditioned soul. Conditioned living entities in this material world, they cannot see beyond the body and their bodily comfort or need. Whereas liberated living being or Muktatma, he sees everything in connection with Krishna. And everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. He sees Krishna in everyone. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Sapakicha Pandita Sandarsina. Both are trying to please. One is trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The other is trying to please his own senses. Now, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are unlimited resources. because everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But to trying to please our own senses, we have limited resources. Although our desire is unlimited, but resources are very limited. Here, the king, Raghugana, he has unlimited desire. And one of the desires is seen here, that he wanted to be carried very comfortably. Very comfortably he wanted to be carried. And when some disturbance came in his sense gratification, which is translated as being carried by the, you know, palkin carrier, he immediately becomes angry. Kamayesa, krodhayesa, rajoguna samudbhava. These are symptoms of the people who are in mood of passion. Therefore, King Bharat or Jada Bharat or Maharaj Bharat or whatever, he addressed here the king as Rajan. You are in mood of passion. You are king. And your anger is due to mood of passion. And in that passionate mood, he called him in a sarcastic way. He said, you have life, but you look like a dead. Jivan mrito, dead while living. So this was the sarcastic remark Maharaj Raghugana made on Bharat. And he said, because of that, you are causing disturbance in my sense gratification, therefore, you need to be punished. You need to be punished. So, to answer this both thing, Maharaj Bharat, who was situated on self-realized platform or Jivan Mukta, he started answering, him also in a sarcastic way. Since he asked him in sarcastic way, or he told him sarcastic way, see, he is also answering in sarcastic way. But both of their sarcastic talk are totally different. One sarcastic talk is based on falsehood, whereas other sarcastic talk is based on reality. So you have heard the sarcastic talk of Raghugana, which is based on falsehood, which you have been described in verse number 7. Thereafter, when the king saw that his palanquin was still being shaken by the carrier, he became very angry and said, "You rascal, what are you doing? Are you dead despite the life within your body? Do you not know that I am your master? You are disregarding me and are not carrying out my order. For this disobedience, I shall now punish you just as Jamraj, the superintendent of death, punishes sinful people. I shall give you proper treatment so that you will come to your senses and do the correct thing." So here, the first thing, he was sarcastic, and then his passionate mood of king came out, and he compared himself with Jamaraj and Bharat as a, criminal or something, to punish him. To answer these two things, Bharatji said, "Jivan mritattvam niyamena rajan." See, devotee of the Lord, they are very fearless. Materialistic people, they are fearful. And their fear is of losing their sense gratification. But devotee of the Lord, they have only one sense gratification. And that sense gratification is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And for them there is no fear. There is no fear. They are enjoying in the devotional service, in service of the Lord. How is it Prahlad Maharaj said, Vimagna Chitta, Prahlad Maharaj said that Vimagna Chitta, the word is Vimagna Chitta, Vimagna Chitta. You know, while chanting your glorious pastime or holy name, I am enjoying. I have nothing to worry, I am not. But if I am worried, I am worried about this sinful rascal who thinks that sense gratification is everything. So, he said, this thing, jivan mrtu, life, death, niyamena rajan, everything which is born will finish today or tomorrow. This is the law of nature. The death takes place along with birth. When we take birth, death also comes. So he said, Jivan mritattvam niyamena rajan. Oh my dear king, this Jivan mritu is the law of nature. Anything which has come here, which is here, is going to finish today or tomorrow. Adamanta, today it is there, but in due course of time, it will have end. So of course, he talking about this body, but everything in this material world has beginning and end. And if we observe too much without understanding our real position in this material world with the material thing, Prabhupada said, this is the cause of our suffering. In the purport, Prabhupada gives the cause of suffering in this material world is of two kinds, or two ways. He said, one is the bodily conception is the basic principle of suffering in this material world. And towards the end, he said, forgetfulness of Krishna or our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of our suffering. Both are right. Both are right. When we remember that we are servant of Krishna, then there is no suffering. Jeev Krishna Das, e viswas karle to ar dukkhana. When we remember, or when we have firm faith that I am servant of Krishna, then there is no suffering. And forgetfulness of Krishna is the cause of suffering. So when we forget, why do we forget Krishna? Because we want to enjoy. And thus, we come on this bodily concept of life. And we want to provide everything for our senses. The devotee of the Lord always remembers that I am servant of Krishna, and thus he is busy only in one purpose, and that is to remembering his constitutional position that I am servant of Krishna, and keep serving. We must not forget this basic thing that I am servant of Krishna. The time we forget this thing, then Maya comes from nowhere. We don't know where from Maya came. Krishna bhuliya sei jiv bhogavancha kare nikataste maya dar jhapatiya dhare. You don't know. Therefore, Prabhupada has created this sadhu sangha. The sangha, the iskan is meant for sadhu sangha. See, we have Bhagavatam class, we have aarti. Our aarti, our class are not like other temple where you see aarti time. At least before, they used to play dum, dum, dum. But now they got everything mechanical. They place the button, dun, 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 everything is start doing. There is no sangha. But here, in ISKCON, we have Mangala Aarti, Guru Puja, Sandhya Aarti. For chanting, dancing, there is sangha. There is Bhagavatam class, morning time, Gita class, evening time. There are so many classes, again sangha. This is just to remind us that who we are, that we are servant of Krishna, and we should constantly serve Krishna. We have to remember all the time this fact that we are servant of Krishna. And when this thing is there in front of us, then Maya will not come. But when you forget this one and you think that I am enjoyer, and that is the problem starts. I have earlier also told that a story that how there was a businessman and he was going to temple for darshan. And while he was climbing the staircase, he got a heart attack. Mild heart attack, not too much. Angioplastic kind of heart attack. Pretty heart attack. But he became unconscious. He fell down. In his hand, he had a suitcase filled with valuable jewels and cash. So when this man fell down, his suitcase also fell down and it opened. So the watchmen were there. He saw a suitcase which I opened, has a valuable jewels as well as so much cash. So he rushed immediately, he closed the suitcase, he kept the suitcase in his room, and he took that sheth or businessman to hospital. When that businessman became all right, then that watchman, he brought that suitcase and he gave back to the businessman. He said, "My dear sir, please see if everything is all right. When you became unconscious, when you fell down, your suitcase opened. And all your valuable jewels and money, everything was lying open. So I just kept everything together. Please count if everything is all right." That businessman was so moved by this watchman's honesty. He couldn't imagine that how I was unconscious and this watchman could have taken everything. But he's so honest, he brought everything back. Not only that, he asked me to please count everything. I said, "Oh, he is the man to be my Munimji, to be my treasurer. He is good man to be treasurer." So that businessman brought that watchman and made him his treasurer. He gave him a nice house to live, motor car, nice clothing, nice thing to eat, everything what one think of, he got, because you're a treasurer. And there is also honest treasurer. So one day, this businessman had to go for some meeting to some higher authority or some business colleague. And he wanted to take his treasurer along with him. "Papu." So he wanted to take his treasurer with him. But that was the time for treasurer for his personal thing. You know, he was doing his personal thing. Like everybody has time for some personal thing, whether going to bathroom or whatever, whatever. So it was time for him for doing his personal thing. But the businessman had to go. He came. I mean, he had told him that such and such time we are going, but it was his time to do his personal thing, his private thing. So the businessman came. He opened the door. Then what did he see? He was surprised to see that this Munimji or treasurer, he has wear his watchman dress, security guard dress, and looking in the mirror. In the mirror, a big mirror, and he was having his watchman dress, and he was looking in the mirror. The businessman asked him, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He said, "My dear sir, this is my private time. But since you asked me to come, I hurrying to come, but I didn't want it to, you know, not perform my private thing, whatever I'm doing." He said, "What is your private thing?" He said, "Well, every day this time, I come and dress myself like this and look in the mirror." He said, "Why do you do that?" He said, "Because this is what I am. All other thing, this house, motor car, money, everything is given by you. This is yours. But I am watchman. I have to watch. That time I was watching temple. Now I have to watch your property. But my position is same of watchman. So by putting this cloth reminds me that I am a watchman. Therefore, I put this cloth every day so that I do not forget my own position." To take the instruction from this story is, we are on same platform. We all are watchmen. We should not forget our position. Prabhupada, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have come. We got everything. We got name, fame, glory, everything. Bhaktirupa Prabhu is pointing with, you know, Kunti. The Kunti is saying that we are dog, we have a master. We have a master. So we should not forget our position, that how we are loitering in this material world, how we are suffering. And now by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have come and joined ISKCON. We have got different kind of position. We got everything. But that is all because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given, Krishna has given us. So we must not forget our real position. The time we forget our real position, we are back in suffering condition of life. Other example was given of a man who was drowning in the river or ocean. And later on he was picked up and put in a boat. After some time he felt, "Hey, I am okay, I am alright." And again he jumped in water. He didn't know swimming and again he started drowning. The same way we are drowning outside, we are suffering outside. And Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, they picked us up and kept us on the boat of ISKCON. And after coming here, after some time, if you start thinking, "Hey, now I am okay. You know, who is this guy? You know, why I have to go for Mangala Arati? Why I have to chant, you know, why I have to do this thing? Why comes?" Then again, boom, out of the boat. Maya will take us away. So we should be always careful to remember that we belong to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada has given us everything. ISKCON has given us everything. What we have belong to ISKCON. This body, we have been eating prasadam for so long. Now all these cells are changed. right? That cell is not there anymore from, you know, wherever we came. The cells are changed. That is the law of nature, niyamena. That is the niyam, that is the... So, anyway, to come back on this verse, here this is the nature's law, that everything here changes. The body keeps changing. Body has different kind of vikara, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinu asmin jathadehi kaumaram javuram jara thadehi hantara prapti dhira satranam muhyati. The body changes from childhood to youth, youth to old age, and thus it dwells. There are six changes in the body. The changes everywhere, whether building or tree or animal, everything in this material world has changed, because this whole material world is place of change. Dukhalayam asaswatam. Asaswatam means place of changing, temporary. Nothing remains here permanent. So he said, and changing, and one day we'll meet to final distillation, that is called death. He said, Adi Antavat Kritasya Drishtam. Bhiktasya Drishtam. So, what you are saying, that while living you are dead, this is only for the body. So a self-realized soul, he is talking from the perspective of the body and soul, saying that how the body keeps changing. And because of bodily change, you think, swa means servant, swami bhavo, servant and swami bhav, dhruva, he said is certain. Certainly because of the bodily change, you know, here you see yourself as a king and me as your servant. Idaya means controller, again being sarcastic here. One of the Goswami said that being sarcastic, said, Idaya, you think that you are controller. Actually in this material world, no one is controller. Only Krishna is controller. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. And Prabhupada quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ar Sabhavrit Jeke Jaise Nachai Se Taiche Kare Nrit. Krishna is the only supreme controller. But it's only Maya that we think that we are also controller. So here he is saying, Swami Bhav Dhruva. It is true that today I am your servant and you are master. Atraha, in this material world. But he quoting the scripture that I have heard in this material world, everything happens because of our karma. One day, one may be king, other day, he may be servant. One may be cat or dog, according to karma. Vridhikritya yogaha. Kritya yogaha. According to our karma, the destiny is decided by providence, by vidhi. Vidhi brings according to our karma. Whatever karma we have, accordingly we get the body of cat or dog or whatever. So, in the conclusion of this verse, Prabhupada, you know, talks of two things. One is the cause of suffering, and other is the cause of happiness. And cause of suffering, he said, is forgetfulness of Krishna. And cause of happiness is remembrance of Krishna. So now, we have to decide, what do we want? Do you want to suffer or do you want to enjoy? What do you want? What do you want? Eh? You want to suffer? By nature, we are enjoyer. You may want to suffer, but nature we are. Sat-chit ananda vigraha. Ananda is there, na? Sat-chit ananda. Ananda is there. So we are enjoyer. But we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. We should enjoy with Krishna. Like taking prasadam is enjoyment, is it not? This garland, the enjoyment offered to Krishna. So enjoyment had to be there. Living entity enjoyer. Like Krishna enjoyer, and living entity part and parcel of Krishna, so he also enjoyer. But his enjoyment is with Krishna. And suffering is everything minus Krishna. So when we want to enjoy, and people they come quite often and ask questions, Swami, yeah, I am suffering like anything, please tell me what should I do. This is the common question people have. I want peace, I want happiness. For that, we have to be intelligent. Prabhupada gives two things here. One is self-realization and knowledge. Without self-realization knowledge, conditioned life continue, and one falsely claim himself a king, a servant, a cat or dog. So two things. If you want to enjoy, you have to be situated on self-realization platform. And self-realization is, I am servant of Krishna. Jivare sarup hai Krishna nityadas. And serve Krishna. Self-realization and knowledge. These two things is required. And both comes by performing devotional service. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janati Asubairagyam Jnanam Cha Dhatukam. So knowledge that who am I? I am servant of Krishna. And thus by serving, we come on the platform of self-realization, and that is the life of enjoyment. So if anybody wants to be happy in this material world, then we should not forget who am I, what is my constitutional position. Tattam asmartabhyam Vishnu, vismartabhyam na kuchit. Always remember Krishna and serve Him. And this will bring happiness, enjoyment. And all this temporary arrangement in this material world is temporary. But ahankara abhimuddhatma karta amitya mannate, if we start thinking that I am the enjoyer, because of temporarily we are awarded a position of a husband, wife, king, or whatever, with bodily concept of life, that's only temporary enjoyment, even if we think. And end is suffering. But real enjoyment is with Krishna, eternally, kevala ananda kanda, simply blissful, everything related to Krishna. Therefore, Maharaj Bharat is indirectly hinting him that without being Krishna conscious, my dear king, nobody can enjoy. This body is temporary, it has a beginning, it has an end, not only in this body, but anything in this material world. And one becomes king and servant according to his own karma. So really, if you want to enjoy, then become devotee of Krishna. That's what indirectly he is saying. And we can see towards the end how Maharaj Rishabhdev becomes, by the mercy of Paraji, becomes devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Maharaj Raugrana becomes the devotee of the Lord by the blessing of Bharatji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Comment, question? Bhakti Prabhu.
You're saying that this Krishna, he's, by serving him we get enjoyment. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This is not the Krishna I know. Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. He very easily gives everyone happiness. But serving Krishna can be very painful also.
That is also enjoyment. Pain and happiness is a duality, dvanda. So one who is on Krishna conscious platform, for him, matras parsastha kaunteya sitasna sukhadukuda agama payana nitya tasichas bharata, he knows this thing, this is not. And in that pain also, he sees Krishna, like Mother Kunti. She saw Krishna even in the pain. In Hindi say, dukme sumiran sab kare, sukme kare na koi. And the misery, people tend to remember the Lord more. So, remembering the Lord is enjoyment. Whether in happiness or in distress condition. Therefore, Mother Kundi says, vipada santu unta sastya tatra tatra jagat guru. Please enlighten us.
Hare Krishna. In our practical life, someone be master and someone be servant. But here in purport Prabhupada, no one is master and no one is a servant. But suppose in our day-to-day life, someone superior and someone inferior, like a master and servant. If there is no this thing, then how we can follow the consistent?
No, there are two relationships. The master, if he thinks that I am master, then he is on wrong path. If he thinks that I am servant, and the one who is serving him, he thinks I am servant, then they are on the same platform, both are servant. There is no change. The master thinks I am servant, and the servant thinks I am servant. So both have same equal position. Both are servant. Only thing that one is serving here, and I am assisting him from here. If you want to climb there is chain. He may be here. So you are assisting him to serve. We are assisting to serve this real master, the Supreme Personality of God, who is the real master. Everybody is a Vritta. So the person had to, like here, Maharaj Ayugan, he thinks that he is master. If he would have thought Krishna is the master, I am his servant. That is a different thing. But he has said, I am master. He openly said that you are disobeying your master. So thinking, you know, if the leader thinks that I am the master, I am the bhokta, then he is in maya. And it will not last long time. But he thinks he is servant. We had a path. This is called parampara system. We are passing everything. We are not holding. Yes.
Sir, to remain in Krishna consciousness and always to remember Krishna, you said you should. It will be enjoyment, but Kunti Maharani always wanted suffering, and by suffering she says, then only she can remain in Krishna consciousness and Ananda.
What do you mean by Krishna consciousness?
I mean by Krishna consciousness, What is Krishna consciousness?
Huh?
That is Krishna consciousness.
What?
What is going on here, everywhere in
Riyam?
Remembering.
Meaning of Krishna consciousness is remembering Krishna 24 hour a day.
Yeah.
Sarvatra sarvada. Every time, everywhere. Remembering Krishna. If Mother Kunti can remember Krishna in suffering condition, that is Krishna consciousness. By definition, Krishna consciousness means remembering Krishna. If you can remember Krishna in happiness, that is Krishna consciousness. If you can remember Krishna in distress, that is Krishna consciousness. The definition is to remember Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. No matter what condition you are, whether a brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyasi, whatever. Sometimes they say, grihastha is very suffering, brahmachari is free hand. Right? Same thing. But purpose is to remember Krishna. Grihe thako, bole thako, sada hari bole dhako. Always remember Krishna. Chant the holy name. So whether you are happiness or distress, this temporary phase keeps coming and going. But don't forget the real thing. And that is remembering Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaji, thank you very much for wonderfully explaining the word to word meaning of these verses and explaining how we are servant of Krishna. Prabhuji, I have one thing question. You said Rajan is a mode of passion word, this Rajan word indicate. So Prabhuji, there is also in our scriptures we say Raj Rishi. So what exactly this meaning word?
Raj Rishi is different. I mean the king who is saintly is called Raj Rishi. Rajarshi, Rajarsi, Rajarsi Tassattar or Rajarsi Sattam. Parikshit Maharaja address is Rajarsi Sattam. Topmost among the Rajarsi. Rajarsi means one who is king, but he knows what is Krishna consciousness. That is Rajarsi. Raja and Rishi. Called Rajarsi, simple thing. And Raja means simply the king. And king is in mood of passion. He had to control. Controlling nature is there. He had to discriminate. The Brahmana, Kshatriya. Kshatriya are in mood of passion. The Brahmana are in mood of goodness. Other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Instead of King Rahugana, suppose a devotee is sitting in the palanquin, and palanquin bearers are not carrying properly. He may not address the palanquin bearer, you rascal, but still he would have instructed him nicely that he should not carry the palanquin like that properly, isn't it?
Well, suppose if Ravana would not have stolen Sita, what would have happened? No, he is saying that suppose if you are not king, Bhakti Rupa Prabhu was there and we were carrying and Bharat Ji would have been there, one of the palanquin carrier, and when you were carrying he was going like this and this. So what would have Bhakti Rupa Prabhu, how you would have reacted? Got down and walked. Well, if instead of King Raghugana, the Bhakti Rupa Prabhu was there, he would have realized this person is self-realized person. He would have got down and offered Sasang Dhanma to that person. He had not waited to, it would not have taken so long time for him to realize. Just by seeing, he could have realized.
In fact, what made me ask this question is, we devotees, when we sometimes travel in a vehicle, when the drivers, drive the car rashly, we also tell him, the aista chalao, isn't it?
Because we are not self-realized so far. We are in process, so let us not imitate. We are also Rahugana, a small Rahugana.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Devkinandan Maharaj. Many obeisances. I wanted to ask only one particular question, that whatever happened in the past births or even in the past, in the childhood or young age, we do not know, we tend to forget. It is the arrangement of Krishna himself. But if we want to blow away the sinful reactions, then
if we
want to blow away the baggage of sinful reactions, then Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only solution. Means attentive chanting, Harinam Sankirtan and Harikatha, Karnamrit.
Yes, what is your question?
About something about Shapit Karma in the past birth. We do not know. It is
material. Yes, world. Bhakti is the process. Brahmaji said, Kintucha Bhakti Bhanyam. What is that the slogan? Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhanyam. Karmani means result of your karma fall which you had done. Nirdahati, Nikrishna Rupena Dahati, totally finished up, burned to ashes. Kintu cha bhakti bhanyam, these two words extra, kintu cha. There are no other way, no other way, no other way. Only bhakti bhanyam. Harirnama, harirnama, harirnama iva kevalam, kalau nasteva, 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 gatirannatha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, that's it, nothing more. Keep on doing. Don't think of past, don't think of future. Future is bright. Use the present time for chanting Hare Krishna. If you think of past, you are missing the opportunity. Think of future, missing. Future in Krishna's hand, don't worry. You'll get a good result. Use the present. Any other question? Madhya Prabhu will give last comment. You got to speak something. Mike. You are writing on the books? Please don't do that. Writing on the book is not very good. Whatever. I always remember the story of the Pundarik Brahmin who got that doubt, Yoga Chema Mahami Ham, and he scratched that. From that time, I kind of take a notebook or a yellow page right there, stick there. Best thing, notebook. Keep the book as it is. Nice, neat and clean. Randrashtima Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.